My message this morning is be careful of the freedom we possess. I'd like to expand on how we should be very careful on what we are controlled by. Whether it's the food we eat, and I'm guilty as charged on that. It's the drink that we consume. I have been guilty of that as charged. Perhaps drugs. Haven't touched that. But I know it's a big issue. Perhaps it's idolatry. You know what? I'm not picking on anyone that likes to watch football. I love to watch football, right? But if it becomes greater than thee, so to speak, then it can be a dream stealer, a deceitful event. Anything that separates us from God is the purest definition of sin. So any excesses, whether it's food or drink or drugs or immorality or idolatry, I can't even hardly say it. Anything that you worship, you say, well, I don't worship football, I don't worship this, I don't worship golf, or I don't worship that. But if the every wake moment, I told someone that was very dear to me that had a serious drug problem one time. I said, if you look around and all of your friends that you know are doing the same thing, then maybe you need to start changing your ways. If you want to be positive, you want to have some positive in your life, hang around people that are positive. We tend to do lots of things that are good for our bodies, but not necessarily good for our souls. And the message in with Paul to the people of Corinth is, I have the freedom to do anything, but not everything is helpful. He's admitting that. Then he goes on to say, I have the freedom to do anything, but I won't be controlled by anything. The temple has to be nourished, but it doesn't have to be overstuffed. You don't have to change your body into a slush pool, right? A cesspool of junk, right? And I'm talking to myself, guys, because if there's junk food there, I'm going to eat it. But if you're not focused on the Holy Spirit, you can really hurt your temple, your body. So I know Paul was talking about immorality, but it's more than just that. It's anything that separates you from God. God wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to live a spiritual life. He wants you to live a holy life. He wants you to be like Nathanael. Now how did Jesus pick out Nathanael? He was praying. They don't go into the much detail, but he was a holy person. He was under the fig tree. And Jesus read his heart and saw his himself, who he was. All of us need to look at ourselves and focus on what matters most. Be one with your body, as they say. One in spirit with the body of Christ. And one for each other as we live a holy life. So be careful of the freedom. God gives us a free will. But be careful that not everything is helpful. And be careful that just because you have the freedom to do anything doesn't mean that should control you. God paid us, bought us and paid us in full through the death of Jesus Christ. So we are no longer controlled by our own selves. If we let go and let God, He controls us. So stay focused on the human one. Let us pray.